And there we leave the BBC World Service to focus on Thursday's programmes here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, this is Jane Steele. 2 weeks into the ceasefire in Gaza, Farming Today hears what's left of farming in the devastated territory. That's coming up at 5:45 after news briefing and our prayer. The shipping bulletin is next, but first a look ahead to tonight's 6:30 comedy.
I love weddings. I think it's really helpful choosing what to have for dinner 7 months in advance.
Brand new comedy from BBC Radio 4.
From the visionary who brought you All the President's Men, Spotlight and The Post comes a new journalistic drama.
This story is bigger than you. It's bigger than me. You and I both know. Dua Lipa stunned in low-cut top. I know it, you know it. Everyone in that press pool knew it. So why won't you report it?
Showcasing the best online comedy talent with the biggest following.
POV starts on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds. Tonight at 6:30.
Now here's Sarah Keith Lucas.
Thank you, Jane, and good morning. And now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 30th of January 2025. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Forties, Cromartie, Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, Fair Isle, 994, expected Forties, 1012 by midnight tonight. Lows, Fisher, 999 and Biscay, 995, losing their identities by same time. New low expected Bailey 1007 by that time. And the area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at zero, south at zero. Cyclonic, 4 to 6, but northwesterly 7 or gale 8 at first in southwest Viking. Showers, good. Forties, Cromartie. Northwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. West or northwest, but cyclonic at first in Fisher, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Fisher. Showers, good. Thames, Dover, White. Northeast, 5 to 7, backing northwest, then west later, 3 to 5, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Portland, Plymouth. North 6 or 7, backing northwest 3 to 5, then backing southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Biscay. North 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, then backing west or southwest later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sole. Northerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in East Fitzroy, backing westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later in west. Showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Northwest 3 to 5, backing southwest 5 to 7, veering northwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon. Northwest 3 to 5, backing south 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 4 to 6 later. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later in Rockall and Bailey. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, East Faroes. Northerly, gale 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Rain then showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. West Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming southerly or southeasterly 6 to gale 8. Wintry showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. Northwest 3. Recent rain 22 miles. 1015 rising slowly. Stornoway. Northwest 4. 22 miles. 1014 now falling. Lerwick. West northwest 7. Rain 2 miles. 1000 now rising. Lucas. West by south, 2. More than 38 miles. 1012, rising. Bridlington. West by north, 3. 1012, rising more slowly. Sand Etty Light Vessel Automatic. Northeast by north, 5. 2 miles, 1010. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. 11 miles, 1011. Jersey. North by east, 5. Recent rain, 12 miles, 1012, rising quickly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. North by east, 6. 11 miles, 1015. Scilly Automatic. North 5, 14 miles, 1020, rising quickly. Valentia. Northeast 1, 15 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Ronaldsway. West by south 2, 16 miles, 1017, rising. Malinhead. West-southwest 4, slight showers 16 miles, 1017, rising slowly. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. Areas of low pressure lie to the north of Shetland and over Biscay. These will both gradually sink southwards and fill over the next 24 hours. Meanwhile, a ridge of high pressure will build across the United Kingdom today to bring mostly fine weather away from the far northeast. Rain-bearing Atlantic fronts will then arrive on Friday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first near Orkney, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain or squally wintry showers at first in east, good, occasionally poor at first in east. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north, backing southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Westerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, backing southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain or drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northwest backing southwest later, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Occasional rain or drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northerly backing northwesterly, then backing southwesterly later, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in south. Rain at times later, good, occasionally moderate later. North Foreland to Selseybill. Northerly 5 or 6, backing northwesterly, then backing westerly or southwesterly later, 3 to 5. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Selseybill to Lyme Regis. Northerly 5 or 6, backing northwesterly 3 or 4, then backing southwesterly 4 or 5 later, occasionally 6 later in west. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. North 4 to 6, backing west 3 to 5, then backing southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwest backing west 3 to 5, then backing west or southwest 5 to 7 later. Showers at first in west, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northwest backing west 3 to 5, backing southwest 6 or 7 later, then veering northwest 5 or 6 later. Showers at first, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest backing west or southwest 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic mainly northwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Isle of Man. West or northwest, backing south or southwest for a time later, 4 or 5, increasing 5 to 7 later. Rain for a time later, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time later. Lochfall to Carlingford Loch. West or northwest, 3 to 5, backing south or southwest later, then veering northwest later, 4 to 6. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly backing southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly later, then veering northwesterly later 4 to 6. Showers, rain at times later, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwest backing south or southwest 3 to 5, then becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming cyclonic later, mainly southeasterly 5 to 7. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Shetland Isles. Cyclonic 4 to 6 at first in far northeast, otherwise northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, veering northerly 6 to gale 8, then veering northeasterly 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in west. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with the general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thank you, Sarah. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Thursday, the 30th of January. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Jane Steele. A passenger jet carrying more than 60 people has collided with a US Army helicopter over Washington, D.C. Water bills will rise to just over £600 a year in England from April. In business, analysts warn the Chancellor could be forced into tax rises or spending cuts in the spring to meet her own fiscal rules. And in sport, five British teams progressed to the latter stages of the Champions League. An American Airlines flight and a US Army helicopter have collided in mid-air over Washington, D.C. and crashed into the Potomac River. The airline has confirmed that 60 passengers and four crew members were on board the flight. Three soldiers were on the helicopter. Police officials say at least 18 people have died. President Trump has issued a statement calling it a terrible accident. Our correspondent Merlin Thomas is at Reagan Washington National Airport.
We have spoken to people who were here at the scene who have said that they actually watched it happen and they saw the fireball in the air after the collision and then fell to the river. And they heard a loud sound as the collision happened. And one person told me they described it as they wanted to fall to their knees because they were so scared.
Water bills in England and Wales are to rise by an average of £10 a month from April to just over £600 a year. The industry body, Water UK, says extra money will be spent on improving infrastructure and help for struggling customers. But consumer groups are warning that more households will fall into debt. Here's our cost of living correspondent, Coletta Smith.
The charges are going up sharply in April, so work on new infrastructure, such as 9 new reservoirs, can start. On average, bills will rise by £123 a year, but prices will vary depending on usage and area. Water companies say they'll set aside more than £4 billion to fund social tariffs over the next 5 years, but the Consumer Council for Water doesn't think that's enough, with 2.5 million households already in debt to their water company.
Senior Anglican figures in Liverpool have called for their bishop to step aside while allegations of sexual assault and harassment against him are investigated. Bishop Jon Perumbulath has denied claims that he sexually assaulted one woman and sexually harassed another. A police inquiry into the assault allegations resulted in no further action. Colleagues have signed a letter to the Archbishop.